Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. Today, St. Patrick's Day, we are going to post this today. So it is a St. Patrick's Day podcast, even though I'm not. Well, you're not wearing green either.
I wear a gold mask.
Wait, one of us is wearing green.
Does gold work for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm Irish.
Okay, all right. I get it. Your hair is definitely Irish. Great color. So today we have a couple folks from Rehoboth Ale House, Adam Newman and Jess Kenton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for reaching out, Jess.
Yeah, no problem.
That was cool.
Full disclosure, it's my first podcast.
Same.
Full disclosure, this is my first podcast.
Congrats.
Thank you. Actually, you know what? Full disclosure, I think this is this 200?
I think this is the
200.
200 was supposed to come out today.
Yeah, so you know what? You're perfect. Actually celebrating a little milestone with us. So
congratulations to you.
Yeah. Nobody can stop us. That's why I picked something that nobody can stop me. So yeah, we'll just keep on burning through. Nothing can stop us. So this is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, talking about things going on around Rehoboth and the area around it. And today the area we're going to talk about a little bit is the Forgotten Mile.
Well, yeah, so...
sort of.
Kind of. I own Rehoboth Ale House downtown,
yeah.
And we just recently, about 5 weeks ago, purchased the Forgotten Mile Ale House on the what's called Forgotten Mile. We're calling it On the Mile or The Mile now.
Are we bringing back The Mile?
We're bringing back The Mile. We're remembering The Mile.
Funny story, I was driving with my son. We were just killing time, and I was explaining to him this is the Forgotten Mile. We were actually picking up our kids over at Rehoboth Elementary, and
sure.
I just did that ride over to Dewey and trying to explain to him. And I guess back in the day, you know, when winter, this time of year, it really literally was forgotten. Not much went on.
That's kind of the MO of why it was forgotten, but really the truest story I've heard is that it was actually the last mile paved on Coastal Highway.
I've heard that too.
So that's why it was forgotten, but a lot of times people think that it being forgotten is because no one goes there or passes right through it and they forget about it and things like that. So we're trying to change that philosophy we're the mile. We're not downtown Rehoboth, we're not Dewey Beach, we're not the highway. You know, the highway's over the canal bridge. We got this really cool mile that is bay block and, you know, just walkable to the beach, and for some reason it's been forgotten, but we're here to make it, you know.
Well, I think you also you're kind of stuck in traffic right to the beginning of the Forgotten Mile, and then traffic kind of lets up and you kind of are free and you're like, yay, and you're just excited, and maybe you're not paying much attention to what's going on there. It takes about a mile to come back to reality.
Yeah, it's a little tunnel vision, because once you get over that canal bridge, you're right. You're like, Dewey Beach is up there, cool, and then you're there. So,
We do see a lot of. I mean, over the last few years, there's been some effort. I mean, there's a surf shop down there. I forget the name. There's a new Mexican restaurant that's down there. There's a lot. They're bringing some stuff back. So,
yeah, even cooler. The new oyster spot is there. The Rehoboth Oysters and. There's a barbell club now, and then I'm actually on the board of the Developing Artist Collaboration, DAC.
Okay.
They have studios back there now, and actually Sodell just purchased a piece of land. That's
John the Reins.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And they're doing their corporate offices. So, I mean, we're just kind of on the ground floor. We want to be part of the, you know, the build-up for this mile, because it's got potential.
Well, and I think... what's the restaurant, the Mexican restaurant down in Lewis? Agave. I think they were going to put their new restaurant on that little triangular piece of land there.
Mm-hmm. That's right across the street from us, yeah.
And then they bailed on you.
Yeah, well, they were going downtown, too. And then, all surprise, they took over the old Jake's location. So they got the highway and the big parking lot. But so do we. So,
yeah.
You know, it's we're excited to be there and to be on the ground floor of I think what could be pretty a blossoming area for sure.
So Well, let's hear your story. So I know you have a place down in Dewey Beach, or you were involved with the place down in Dewey. Just go. This is what happens. We start sharing our story before we start the mics, and then. So I want to make sure we talk about all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I've been here for about 15 years, but I'm originally from Annapolis, Maryland. I've been in the restaurant industry for a long time. I went to college at Virginia Tech, took a job out west, and came back and bought into Gary and Gary's Dewey Beach Grill.
Okay.
And we've been partners for about 9 or 10 years now. I'm recently moving away from it just to focus on these Rehoboth Ale Houses, but they're still killing it down there in Dewey, and love those guys. So, but they gave me Gary gave me the foot in the door for owning restaurants, and about five years ago did a little side project on my own with some investments, took over the old Rehoboth Ale House and made it into the new Rehoboth Ale House since May of 16. And after 2-3 years of grinding it out there, we've really blossomed over the last 2 years, and even through the last crazy year, we've done very, very well, and had a lot of support and locals and industry people. And we're one of the few places right now that are open till 1 downtown, so we take care of all the industry people that get off of 9 and 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And we have a full menu till then, and 20 draft beers, and we've been doing the whole craft beer scene locally and nationwide, and some imports as well for the whole 5 years. So, and the food has been amazing lately. All the talk has been about our chef Tom's food. It's just blowing us away. So we were like, let's take a gamble and take a little bit of an advantage of COVID and purchase another restaurant and see how we can do. And I'm pretty confident, humbly confident, to that we'll do pretty well on the mile.
What I like, and I'm in the, I own a hair salon. I mean, I do this just for fun, the podcast. You know, actually, I'm in the hair business. But, one of the things that I've noticed through 5 years, maybe 7 years, is that social side, and Jess reached out to me, and Jess is running kind of your social, what would you consider your department you're running?
I usually just say the social media and communications.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, but I was hoping maybe he had some cool name for it, but yes.
Fun manager.
Basically. But you know what? It's it's huge. Especially, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 52, and I got my Instagram, I got my Facebook, but to really get out there and learn how to put things out, when to put it out, how to put it out, what are we tagging, it's insane.
Sure, and I'll introduce Jess here by saying I've been doing the social media for all my businesses for the last, but I think I'm a millennial or whatever, I'm 36.
Yeah.
We grew up with, so I've been pretty savvy, but Jess had a ton of education and past and in all the world, and I was like, I need to give it up to somebody that's way smarter than me. And I think are you Gen Z? I don't even know the generations.
I'm a cusper. I was born in 97, mm-hmm. So we're not really sure where we fit in.
Did your Generation Z come up against Eminem? Is that what happened?
I don't really know anything.
And what happened? The millennials said, not today.
Yeah, and emojis aren't funny anymore, apparently.
That's terrible. What's going on?
I know. I
can't
keep up.
Smart themselves right out of a damn job. Well, she called me, and she's like, listen, we want to get the word out, and you enjoy the podcast, which I appreciate. Thank you, Jess. But, it's these new things. Cody's our intern. He's in school, and, it's part of his class that he takes. But, dude, it's a huge thing. I mean, it's just the youth kind of thinking, the patience and some of the thing. It's almost required now.
Totally. And the new content she comes up with, she's just been absolutely killing it for us. And I think you've been on for about 5 or 6 weeks now. And really taking on both social medias and booking bands, and we have a big music scene at both places. Well, downtown for sure, and then we will at the Mile when we open. So she'll be involved in that and events. And that's my introduction to Jess.
Hit it, Jess.
Yeah, now you're on the spot.
So tomorrow's actually 2 months that I've been at Ale House.
Nice.
It's been a lot of fun. I've been really involved in the craft beer industry for a couple years now.
Nice.
So kind of finding, it's a really cool little niche that I have going on, because I've got the craft beer, but then the social media, which I love to do. Yeah, super awesome boss. So it's really nice to get to go to work every day and do what you love.
Well, were you friends with Matt Haley? Did you know Matt?
Not personally, but Gary has been in the restaurant industry for 30 plus years. They were friends, and yeah.
Well, Matt was always great because, and you know, he was a good friend of mine. And the only thing that I really learned through about restaurant and the business and the restaurant business was through Matt and just kind of watching his behavior and how he handled a lot of stuff. And one of the things that he was great about was, and this has been a topic with several of these podcasts, is cooperation over competition. You know, we live in such a small town. You know, I know that, like, in the hair business, I'll hear of a salon opening, and I'm like, oh, great. There goes my business. You know, they're going to all want to go there and not come here. But the reality is that there's tons of people here.
Sure.
And there's a, you can take a position of, you know, screw them, or, you know, how can I help? Because one day somebody's going to need your help. You know, it's like cooperation over competition. The beer industry is kind of blowing up a little bit. I mean, there was one person that kind of held the corner here for a while, but a lot of other places are opening. I won't name them. This is your hour, but have you had anybody reach out and say, hey, how can we help you? You know, or do you help other people, or is that your position?
Yeah, 100%. So I'm a big rising tides guy. I think
I like
the more we cooperate, the better we all do. Wilmington Avenue on downtown is such a cool little niche-y, you know, road, beach block, and one block up, you know, you have Henlopen City and what the pond just left, but Blue Hen and then Mariachi and Zog's and Green. We all help each other out. Right. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody. Green Turtle. Who else should I say?
now you're under the pressure.
Yeah. But everybody down.
It's not a quiz.
Yeah. We all Shore Break. We all help each other out. We all, you know, borrow, and, you know, some staff, you know, splits time, and we do events together. Me and Pete from the Pond, we would do this Rehoboth local season events where we did, and it's all for downtown Rehoboth too. Sure. You know, because there is the whole thing of parking, and, you know, people, the highway's blowing up, and so we needed to, like, kind of remind people how awesome it is to park your car and walk to 8 different of your favorite restaurants and see the boardwalk, see the beach. And so we did, like, a meterless Monday. When the meters went away, we did a whole day full of music at all these different locations. We did 45 minutes here and an hour there, and you could, like, jump around and just see your favorite bands. It was such a cool event. And since then, downtown Rehoboth has implemented meterless Monday. So on Monday from 4 to 10, meters are free all through the summer.
This year, too, they're going to do that again?
I believe so. I think they just came out about a month ago that it is definitely confirmed that they'll do it again. So 99% chance, I think. I don't want someone to be mad at me because they got a ticket on Monday.
Well,
and
we've kind of come through a really weird period.
I'm apologizing already if I'm wrong.
I'm sorry.
It just voted in February 2nd.
Yep. See?
You were right.
You don't pay him for something.
he's getting paid.
Yeah, just
he's
kidding.
He's making money.
I'm edited that out.
No, he's good. Well, but yeah, and you were right. The fact is that what you said was correct, and I think that's great. You know, we're coming through a weird thing, and I feel like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. At the beginning, it was like no one's going to make it.
Sure.
How can anybody make it, right? And it's the end of all restaurants, and somehow, I mean, Matt used to say, man, if you had a bad Memorial Day weekend, you could be closed.
Right.
And we had a bad year.
Sure.
But, you know, we've dug in. And I feel like we're starting to see the light, you know, and maybe this summer's going to... I think regardless, we're going to have a great summer.
Yep, 100%. I think that this industry is so beloved. You just love your favorite places. You love your favorite bartender. You love your favorite staff. You love your favorite food. And we all were neglected that for so long. So I think that we're all going to be amped up to really, you know, be super supportive of this industry you know, just a customer myself, you know, I have my places that I go and I love to support them right now. And we're feeling that too. And as a staff and as coworkers, that we just get all these regulars and locals that just are so happy to be back and be in seats and being safe. We've been following, everybody downtown has been following the rules very well. We've been safe and doing it right and doing the right things. But we can definitely feel like there's some buzz again, and especially the last two weekends with the weather turning, it's been great.
So, Jess, how do you, as a young social media person, get the word out? I mean, what do we focus on? The menu, the beer, a new start, a new year? What's your, you know, how are you tackling this new the new age that we're going into, the new summer?
Well, it's kind of complicated right now because you have to be very careful about what you post, and that's always true. But now it's like you have to, when you post pictures, people have to be wearing masks and there has to be distance between them. So you have to be very careful about kind of the setup behind the shot. But I have noticed, like, on our Instagram, people actually like pictures more if they have our employees in them. And they just like seeing, like, those friendly faces that they're used to every day.
Right.
But I do kind of spice it up a little bit with food and drink and the menus and everything like that.
Is there a good time to start posting? Is there a bad time for posting? You know, we can learn a little from you.
Yeah. So on every app, you can see, like, listen, your insights.
Cody, go ahead. Go ahead, Jess.
You can look at insights on, like, your Instagram, on your Facebook, and it'll tell you when your followers are most active. So on a day-to-day basis, I just check and say, like, oh, on Wednesdays, our followers are more likely to be on Instagram at 4 o'clock than at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So I use that every day.
Cody, are you checking our insights?
I'm looking at this food, man.
Hey-o.
I'm so hungry now.
I'm inside the menu here. Oh, that does look good.
Right.
Dude, are those pretzel rolls free?
For you, yeah.
Dude, it's a fun, you know, this isn't a Matt podcast, but he, I don't know if you remember Betty's, but he opened Betty's and he used to give out free pretzel rolls. When you sat down, you got, you know, a basket of free.
Gotcha.
Just like a little basket of free rolls. And people were like, can we have more rolls? He's like, I'm not giving any more of these goddamn rolls out. I'm done with the free pretzel rolls.
Their check was $18 and they were went home.
$20 into pretzel rolls. Yeah, that's funny. Those are delicious. So I'm sure those do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. It's perfect for beer, you know.
Yeah, beer.
Exactly. Keeps you thirsty.
Yes. Everything's good with beer.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Jess, so you're finding through, you know, learning about when people are most likely. What do people like to see? Food? Do they like to see activity? I mean, where do you get some of your best responses through an Instagram post?
Shockingly.
Or Facebook, I guess.
Shockingly, it's the food pictures, which you wouldn't really think for an ale house, but it's been like the food and then the people and then the beer absolutely dead last.
Right.
Entertainment does well. And I try to create some fun shots, but I had some people that were mad at me a couple weeks ago because I posted pictures of Truly Teas. And they did not like that at all.
What is that?
They're like, Truly is like hard seltzer, but they came out with teas, kind of like Twisted Tea or
right.
all that.
It's also the most trending, you know,
beverage
well, in the industry right now. So it's
Is that the same as sours?
No.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, all right, so you want to go into this?
Dude.
Sure. Okay.
We got
you do sours? You what?
That I'm a sour connoisseur.
Yes. Well, apparently they're hot right now, sours.
They are. Yeah. So we obviously focus on craft beer, and we are an ale house, but there's two different beers of the world. There's ales and lagers. We still have lagers on tap as well. We actually do cover one seltzer on tap at all times.
Would it be a dumb question to ask you what the difference between an ale and a lager is?
The fermentation process. So
okay.
Ales are fermented at higher temperatures, so they actually usually create more alcohol and more body and create a bigger...
Is that an IPA?
That's an IPA.
Okay.
Lagers are usually a little like a Pilsner, like your typical Miller Lite.
Right.
They're cold fermented, so they actually take longer and they kind of filter themselves out a little bit. Usually not as strong.
Okay.
They usually come in the 4-5% range, where the ales can be anywhere from 5 to 20.
20,
yeah. You know what Sam's doing over there with his 120 minute. I'm not totally defining it right now. I haven't touched up on my education in the last couple of years, but that's typically there's a
that
the
makes lager. Sense. That's what I was trying to figure out, because the IPAs, I mean, they're big and they're brutal, and they
right.
will put you down if that's what you're looking for. And I think there is a group of people that like a higher alcohol beer.
Yep.
I mean,
15, 20 years ago, I mean, when Sam was doing started his thing and that the craft beer boom, it was because of IPAs. It was because of the heavily hopped, bitter hops, IPAs. And then it became, late edition hop, which is those big juice bombs, which is not bitter, but you get a ton of hop, Citra, Mosaic, whatever, Galaxy, whatever hop you're using.
Right.
That it's aroma and taste, but not as bitter. And so those blew up. maybe 10 years ago, and has probably been the longest trending IPA for, you know, for the last 10 years. But then these sours started popping up, and then they became these super big juice sours that are just like 5 to 11%, but it's like drinking a smoothie. So they're really popular right now with the
danger.
With the Jess era.
That, you know what mine was? Bartles and James.
Yeah.
That was my that was my big juice bomb. That was the Bartles and James. I was like, well, it's delicious. It's, we could drink all sorts of these. Or Zima. Was that what they were called?
Zima?
Zima.
Yeah. They're, I mean, those are kind of popular again. Seltzers are super popular right now. And so, yeah, I mean, we try to have something for everybody, I guess, is what this is getting to. But, like, someone, when she did post the Truly, someone yelled at us that, it, you know, we're an ale house that are selling... Mm-hmm. Front and seltzers. I'm like, yeah, I mean, they're selling like crazy. So
yeah,
well, I thought, we'll do like, whatever. All of my friends were going crazy over the Truly Teas. So I was like, oh, well, like I'll just find this little group of our followers that maybe might like that. So we'll get some like a younger crowd maybe in here. That was not the case. Instead, I then went on our insights and saw that most of the people that follow us, and it's like 60% of them are women between the ages of 45-55.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, well, never mind. I won't do that again.
But we appreciate the constructive criticism. Bring it on, you know? Yell at us every now and then. It keeps us fresh.
So you will let, you will let comments, you will let that kind of response shape your message.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
I like being able to take what people are telling me. Like, I really do take feedback well.
Right.
I'm only a year out of college, so I'm still kind of learning as I go. I think it's kind of important when you have, like, a fluid restaurant like this where the customers have no problem telling you what you're doing right or wrong.
Right.
I just kind of let them control the narrative sometimes.
But you will still continue to have it.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you call them, Toolies?
Trulies.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, so Boston Beer Company. Boston Beer Company.
Beer game.
Boston Beer Company owns Truly, which is who now owns Dogfish.
Oh, okay.
So Boston Beer Company has like a bunch of stuff in their umbrella, but Truly's one of them and doing very well for them.
Well, the main thing. Oh, let me see. I get a picture. Truly. Makes sense.
But if you know, if we're pissing
is that
people,
the one, is that the post that got everybody upset?
Yeah.
If we're pissing people off, it means we're doing something, you know. Right. So any publicity is
absolutely
good publicity.
Well, and so with good beer, you got to have what? Good food.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's something that has been very talked about it in the last year and a half, 2 years. Our food has been crushing. Tom Gasback is our chef. He is going to be heading both kitchens and just blowing us away every time we bring something out. You're just like, where are you getting all this?
But so if I'm coming down there, I'm going to have to bring my wife down.
Please.
And so what do you recommend? And my wife is very particular. Do you have steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Right now we have a ribeye on special on our chef's cut. And But my favorites are the roast pork sandwich and the Cuban. I'm a kind of a beer and a sandwich guy, so I love those sandwiches, and they're killing it. Our cheesesteak has been talked about a ton. Heard a lot of people think it's one of the best. I won't say the best, but one of the best around. And you know, we'll take that flattery for sure, because it's just a lot of love that Tom puts into everything. Our wings are incredible, but a 24-hour brine and baked, and then he's just cares.
That's key, man. That brine,
consistent. Yeah,
That's a great tip, great cooking tip that I'm not sure everyone realizes. I mean, I did with turkey,
mm-hmm.
wings. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we do, and we do it with beer. We brine it in beer. So it's
in beer.
Yeah, and keeps them anyway. But yeah, so
awesome.
You gotta try them.
If I want to go, are you open?
I vouch for them.
Are you open for lunch today?
What's today?
Wednesday.
No, so Monday through Thursday we're open from 4 to 1.
Okay.
And then Friday through Sunday 12 to 1. We normally would in the off season we were always 7 days a week, but we would go to this 4 to 1 thing on Monday through Thursday 12 to 1 in the off season, which doesn't feel like off season much anymore. But
dude.
But
over it.
But then we would go to 12 to 1 in the summer. But then it was always kind of like you're fighting the peach and parking and things like that. So I think what our plan is right now is to actually keep we did that 4 to 1 thing all through COVID summer, and it actually like just worked out for us. And so we actually might keep that model downtown because, you know, we don't, you know, parking beach goers, like, they'll come out on, maybe we'll go to 3 o'clock or something like that, but I think we're going to leave lunch to the mile, where you can have parking and, you know, more, a little bit more accessibility with the being on Coastal Highway and not having to come downtown and find parking and move around. But I not to knock downtown, because I love downtown, and hopefully everyone comes down for lunch anytime.
I like that, the mile.
The mile,
is
right?
Is that what we're going to start calling it?
Yeah, that's my PR stunt.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's not forgotten.
It's not forgotten.
It's the mile.
Sure.
The hottest mile in Delaware.
I mean, it's got the most potential, right? I mean, other than up here with you guys, like, you know, there's a lot of space up here. There's a lot of space on the mile. I mean, but on the highway and Dewey and Rehoboth, it's pretty much tapped out. So I think there's just a lot of potential, and I'm just trying to be.
I'd like to see what they're going to do with that mall, you know, where Gold's Gym was and where the Hardee's and the Grottos and whatever. Yeah. That spot, I don't know why something hasn't happened with that, because to me that's a great. I guess they're maybe just waiting to see what they're going to do with that whole strip mall.
Yeah,
I thought they were tearing it all down.
There's rumors. I don't know exactly the most truthful rumor, but yeah, it would be super beneficial if that were to, you know, get a little.
Because it goes love. Like kind of like, you know, your place, you know, just in time. There's a few, you know, as they come down, you know, the liquor store, and then like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And blew up parties back in the day. And I, you know, I.
And coming southbound, just, it's your first view. It's really your first thing that you. Oh, I'm sorry. It's your first. It's what you see when you're coming southbound first.
Right.
It's that first intersection. And yeah, no, I'm with you. We'll figure out who to talk to and see what we can do. I mean, there's probably nothing we can do. But
well, I think they had plans, because somebody, I think Justin or Shelby Bounce was there. They left because they were going to tear it down. The post office place was there. They're not there anymore. So clearly everybody's been slowly getting out of there. So maybe the only problem is they'll probably just build a bunch of houses, more houses. So the
more traffic.
Yeah. So what's coming up? So we're getting ready. What are you thinking as far as like social media? How do you get ready for summer? Do you guys got like a 5K? Are you going to be involved in or something fun to tie it all together?
I'll start. So we always did a Mother's Day 5K with a local that we love, and obviously we couldn't do it last year,
right.
So that might be something we will be doing again, and. Yeah, so, I mean, we're big into events. We've always been big into events. I've been big into events. We, obviously, today is St. Patty's Day, so we'll be doing some St. Patty specials with, you know, Guinness and Jameson and Slane Irish Whiskey, and you know, we got a Guinness beef stew going on. He's doing a house-made corned beef Reuben and some bangers and mash and, like, just, you know, all the usual, you know, things that we love about St. Patty's Day that we didn't get last year. And then topping it off tonight with Honey Shine, which is a band down from Ocean City from 8 to 11, and they are amazing. So we're going to have a fun day. But then, yeah, we have music every weekend. We have Lowercase Blues tomorrow, music Friday, Saturday, and we'll keep that up through, you know, forever. And then, yeah, we do events. So we do tap takeovers. We do, you know, new beer releases that are new to the state. We have some parking lot with the new space, so we'd love to do like kind of like a outdoor beer festival of some sort, like a sour festival, is something that we had planned for 2020 downtown, and obviously that had to get canceled. So yeah, tons of things that we are going to be doing.
So what is your Instagram?
Rehoboth Ale Downtown.
Rehoboth Ale Downtown.
Yeah, and then I think the other one's Rehoboth Ale Mile. Mm-hmm. I think we're on the mile.
I think it's just mile.
Yeah.
So
it's our new one. It's our baby.
So if someone follows you, you're going to, I mean, you'll probably be posting all this stuff. I mean, if people want to learn, what's the best way to learn about this place other than this amazing podcast that we're doing right now?
Well, first I would say the Instagram, which is also linked to the Facebook. So if I post something on Instagram, it'll also go on Facebook.
Right.
But the best fallback would be our new website.
And yeah, can you bring that up? Because it's a great website.
Yeah, we just had that built.
It's beautiful. Shows a lot of the music going on.
And they have, I really like your guys'
the calendar.
The calendar. Yeah. For like sweet. Months.
Fun
yeah, that's
fact.
Cool. So the calendar actually shows pictures of bands that are playing.
Yeah.
And events.
It's our least favorite part of the website, at least mine. Because
really?
Putting the events in is the hardest and most painstaking thing, but they're there.
But the visual looks great. It's like it's kind of our love hate because it is a pain in the butt to update that, but
it's so nice.
Once it's done,
if you're a customer, you want to just look ahead of time, or if you're not, you don't live down here, and you want to keep coming down, you can see ahead of time what's playing and what's happening.
Yep.
Well, it is funny how many people really follow like websites and Instagrams and Facebooks to get a lot of their information. I mean, it's always just been something I feel like we have to do, but. You know, and the fact that, like, even Jess said that you actually listen to the podcast and, like, get stuff from it. I've had people come up and say, we only come and visit, but we love listening to podcasts because it feels like we're staying kind of involved with the community and learning still about the community and what's going on because our heart's in Rehoboth, We love Rehoboth and Dewey. And so, you can have fun with it. I mean, it can probably definitely be aggravating. I can definitely see, having to do something like that can, take time and stuff, but you can also have a lot of fun with it, and it's nice when you see, especially kind of a young business, have fun with stuff like that, because if they're not having fun, this is important now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Social media is like, I mean, luckily you got her, because and Cody, I'm like, Cody, you can't leave, I'm moving, I'm like, you can't move.
Yeah.
It's like so important now, this social side, and people poo-poo it, and they're like, social media, it's key.
Well, the funny thing about Jess, too, is that she applied to be, like, a server. And I looked at her. She sent a resume, and it was like, oh, my God, this is who I need. And so she like, came in to apply for a server job, and I was like, yeah, server, whatever. Do you want to be? And,
right.
And she was like, that sounds perfect. And I was like, also, here's some beer to try. And so that was...
First you give her beer, and then you ask her. You want to be the social media person? Hell yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, with two locations, I just wouldn't be able to keep up. Plus, I'm not brilliant or trained or smart in it. So just to hand it to her is just a win-win. And, I mean, with our culture in our restaurant is amazing right now. Our staff loves working there. They love each other. We all work hard. And adding Jess was like a no-brainer, and she fit right in for us. So, it's been perfect. So
well, and it gets the word out to other places. It's amazing who will follow your site. You're like you get all these followers, and you think, oh, they're just all the people around the neighborhood. No, they're all over. And even these are people that may be planning a trip here this week or this summer or whatever it is, and they're like, when we go there, I want to try this place. I've gone places and looked at places ahead and been like, let's definitely check that place out when we go there. So it does a lot of stuff. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this podcast has always been, one small business helping another, that leap of faith, there was a time where I worked at a hair salon. I'm like, I want to open a salon. And Matt was like, either open the salon or shut up. And I was like, okay, I'll try. And, took that leap, full of fear, can't sleep, giant ideas. How amazing one day I'm going to be. I remember the first time I had a little money in the salon account. I remember calling up Matt. I'm like, oh, my God, there's, like, so much money in there. He's like, have you paid the rent? And I was like, no. Have you paid the electric? No. Have you paid this? No. He's like, I ain't got shit. Talk to you later. Click. All right. So, first of all, how did you take the leap? I mean, what were you doing before? I mean, or have you just, if someone's out there going, I want to do something like this one day, or that it's always been a dream to have a restaurant and an ale house or whatever it is.
Sure.
What is that leap like? And, who supported you and
yeah.
Were you freaking out?
Hard work and relationships. I was in the industry all through high school. So I was 14. I was a busser at Crab House in Annapolis, Maryland, and just kept with it all through college. And then I did hotel restaurant stuff out west, and actually in Lake Tahoe, which was amazing. But the summer before that, I had worked for Gary. And he's just become a big brother to me and taught me how to, just the little things. And, I'm a big person that always wants to learn. I don't know everything. I am consistently learning. And you have to be in this industry because it's ever changing. But it was really, I was 26 when Gary brought me in as a partner. And, I learned a lot. And we learned together. Because I was a young guy at that time, and not to say he's older, but he's a little older, obviously. And
now, like, you're old now.
And he started that in '91, so he had a ton of experience, and I just kind of had these new visions, and we had a partner, or she's still there too, a chef that was awesome. So we just, we had a great 8 years, and then I had my little side project because I created relationships through meeting people and just showing how hard I could work. And, you know, it's not easy. It's 90-hour weeks and pretty consistently, and putting, you know, trying to wear about 30 hats. And I did that, and it was humbling. And when I did the new spot, I couldn't do that at two spaces. So I delegated a lot at the new location, and it just kind of worked and worked better. And so it blossomed. And now I'm, but I'm not really even operating there that much anymore because I'm so focused on trying to open a new location, which is really an amazing feeling that right. I have such a great team that is better than me at running that place, you know, I think that's where I wanted to be as a restaurant owner, to, give people opportunity and pay and let them learn like I learned and be they're coworkers of mine, but they're partners of mine. I want them invested in the restaurant and in the company. So it's, I don't know. I think the answer to your question is hard work and relationships.
Well, and you know,
it's full circle.
It's a tough business, the restaurant business,
for sure.
And the bar business. So, you know, and I just take what I had learned from, you know, my buddy old Matt, and he's like, if they love you, you're probably not doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of these. And if you knew him, he put a lot of rules in place to work at his spot. There was like no smoking. You got, I think, one drink after your shift, and then you had to beat it. There was no hanging out at the bar. There was a lot of, and I don't know the business, but I can imagine that if I was in the business, all the things I'd want to do would probably be against the rules in his restaurant, you know, hanging out, partying, whatever it is. You know, it's tough because you're dealing with a lot of happy people, but sometimes you have to put things in place, you know, and you got to be the guy that does it.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes it's like, ugh, you know, so you got to balance it, right?
Because yeah.
It can go. My uncle had a bar way before us down in Rehoboth, and he's like, every day, you know, I have to sit there and basically babysit my liquor, because as soon as I leave, the staff would drink him out of house and home.
Yeah, I view it a little differently. I'm being somewhat younger. We work really hard, but we play hard, and I'm okay with that. And it's I think my staff appreciates it, and we like to be there. And yeah, of course, there's we have what's the word I'm looking for? We have rules and things in place to make sure that everyone feels supported in that they know what they have to do for their job. But I'm not a micromanager. I like that people can teach me things.
Sure.
My manager is Jess. I mean, like I did my Instagram away, but she does it a different way. And she was like, let's do it this way. I was like, absolutely. Right. No problem. So I'm not, it is important to have structure, but I also think that it's important to love what you do. And we're all lifers right now, and we'll get a influx of seasonal people, and we'll appreciate them, and I hope they like to do it. But our lifers, especially the last year that we've all been through, it's amazing. I have an amazing team, and I will do anything for them. So
I think you hit it. You know, the team. I mean, at some point you can't sit there and micromanage everybody. You got to move on to the next project. So
yeah, you
trust
get
that
people.
Team in place, and mm-hmm. you know, the rules or whatever, you know, that you set in place for your people, and the team's, you know, takes care of it. And you just, hopefully it's all.
And if I trust 10 people and 9 of them blow me away, and one of them, you know, I'll take that bump. And, but I'd rather, appreciate my team and not have to watch her. Anyway, I can go on forever about this, but like, I think I played football and lacrosse growing up, and we were only as good as we all were together, and no role was ever more important. And we're in the trenches, you know, the customers, which we love, don't get me wrong, but like, they're the other team, right? I mean, we're the team that should be cohesive. And then, you know, if someone's upset with the server or doesn't think, you know, then a manager steps in and was like, you know, that server has been great to us, and but I could see your frustration, so we'll take care. You know, it'll be situational, but I always defend and back up my guys because it's our team for sure. Anyway,
Jess, what is your? I tried to get you into this conversation. I wanted you to tell us about the summer and your Instagram attack that will be letting everybody know all about the upcoming events. And so, what do you think? What's your
Honestly, I don't have a plan.
No right plan. Now,
I have posts that are kind of scheduled like a week out.
I'm trying to learn something here. We need a plan, so we're gonna steal your plan.
Right. So with the mile opening up, once we have like a firm like set date on that, then I'll really start like narrowing in on the marketing for that. One of the more fun things that we both do right now with the Instagram is we talk to each other through both Alehouse accounts.
Okay.
I don't know if it's best practices or don't listen to us, but it's just funny to us.
You message through those two?
No, so when we're like going through it, like if I post something on like the downtown location, he'll comment as the mile.
I see.
Saying something slick, but it's always funny. Yesterday, he was at the mile doing some cleaning and moving things around, so I ended up having a conversation with myself in the comments, which I thought was kind of funny. But
that is funny because we have like how many, like 7 Instagrams, and I'll be like going through and I'll be like, hey, and I'll like it, and I'm like, oh, I just liked it as, you know,
as one of the
another
other
podcast. Yeah. So
I do that all the time on Facebook.
Yeah, like, it's.
Especially on my laptop, like I'll be going through liking people's comments, but then I'll go back 2 hours later and realize I liked it as Jocelyn Kenton and not as Rehoboth Alehouse.
Yeah, like, exactly. So do you think there should be a campaign? Maybe everybody gets together? Because I like this mile idea, the mile.
So I'm looking into starting a foundation called Remember the Mile, which will be able to get donations, or we can run events that proceeds go to it, and then we can... do sign grants for some of the businesses and do beautification of the median and maybe even put a sign up at both sides that says welcome to the mile and, you know, make it its own little home because it is in this weird little no man's land. And, but that shouldn't be the case. It's such a cool strip and it's super close to bay and ocean. And why not?
My kids go to Rehoboth Elementary. So in the past I've parked, I dump my kids off and then I just park my car and start running. And it's a fantastic run. And one of the runs that I do kind of goes, you know, where the turtle pond is, through the town, end up at the boardwalk, down the boardwalk, around Silver Lake, up into Dewey, and then down the Forgotten Mile. And one thing you notice is the state or whoever it is has come through and really the sidewalks are on point, the walking paths are on point, the crossovers are on point. There's all the, you know, hopefully in the summer there's no ice, but they've got all the things down to protect you from slipping. They've really spent a lot of effort and time on the infrastructure of the Forgotten Mile. Like somebody, we all forgot, but the state didn't. And so to walk, I mean, to run, either it's super accessible. It's well lit. So when we say the Forgotten Mile, it's not like this dark, gloomy area. It's ready for you. It's ready for this mile. It's ready for the leaf to be turned over and for us to recognize. And I think Sodell opening their offices where John Lorraine was, I think we're going to start to see even the fact that Agave was considering that one spot. I think there's a lot of people that are ready to kind of get this place going.
Sure. And I mean, not to mention all the great communities.
Sure.
This is Spring Lake, Silver Lake, Spring Lake.
Spring Lake.
And Pine Bay. And there's some great communities there. There's all the streets behind us, the James A. and all that, those streets are awesome little homes and great. And then it's blowing up, a ton of hotels. I mean, it's just bound for potential, like I said.
Well, so and the other thing
hopefully
is
they go to Rehoboth Alehouse the mile for lunch.
Well, and a guy like me at my age, I'm not going. Like if I'm parking down there, I'm not going to the right. I'm not walking into Dewey. I mean, I've done my time in Dewey. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, I think I supported Love Seed Mama Jump for a lot of years, you know.
Oh, yeah. We loved it.
I took a hit to the liver on the Love Seed Mama Jump band.
Sure.
But, you know, if all of a sudden people start going a little bit to the left, you know, and maybe they can go sit down and have a restaurant. You know, you don't have to have, you know, so many actively partying people wandering the streets. Maybe it's a little more toned down. Maybe we can start getting a lot of nice restaurants and it starts to become a thing.
Yeah, and not to say that there weren't. I mean, even... Captain Sable was at that space forever, and then Forgotten Mile did a really good job. Forgotten Mile Ale House did a really good job. They had good food. They made the space really nice. It was just there just wasn't. Maybe because the guys were up north or what have you. But you know, I live a mile away. I'm just in Bay Vista. You know, we have the location downtown, and my triangle of commute is like 1.2 miles long. I shouldn't ever complain about traffic. But
you
didn't. Okay, good.
Not yet. I'll complain about it.
But yeah, so it's got we just can't I can't wait to open because I think we got some outdoor seating that I think people are really going to enjoy. We have out front, and then we just went to planning and zoning for a little extended COVID outdoor seating. That'll be temporary, and then we got a big space inside for tons of space for you know to sit 6 feet apart, and we'll have a stage and. It'll be a nice place to go.
When are you opening?
I just keep saying April 15th, and people just go, oh, tax day. So I'm like, sure, tax day.
Boo, tax day.
I don't know. It depends on, obviously, you know, getting all the contractors done. That's why my phone keeps buzzing. Sorry about
so
that.
You, no, I don't care. So you'd like to at least be open by April 15th?
I would like to, yeah. I would have... 2 months ago, I said April 1st, so April 15th seems pretty doable for me, but like I said, anything could get, we could have a hiccup, and it could be May 1st. I mean, if I know anything about this industry and building, it's always a little later than you think, so, but I'm hoping that I went on the side of later than I thought to begin with.
Just as long as it's not May.
May?
Well, May 15th.
Oh, yeah. We have bands scheduled for, like, 2 weeks after we open, so we kind of...
All right.
Where we're supposed to open. Yeah.
Well, you know, we do another I was doing this Delaware Live Music podcast, and I was bringing in like local bands and just having them jam inside this, you know, here's two mics.
Cool.
And really trying to shine some light on some of these local acts. And then COVID hit, and that kind of faded away. We're doing a podcast now called Catch My Riff with Devin. And the premise, I was hoping that, you know, maybe we'd get some local bands, but, you know, maybe once. You know, this COVID really was a trip, man. So,
what's Devin's last name?
Camfield.
He plays Friday night.
Yeah
he's awesome. Yeah. He's a fucking great guy, man. And but he also does podcasts for us, and he brings in local acts. And so maybe once we've, because I think out of all this, I mean, the thing I miss probably the most is live music. You know, and I don't just mean like at the bar. I'm talking about like Pearl Jam on tour, which got canceled, and we're still pissed off about it. But, you know, if we can start seeing some live music come back, and maybe we can get that podcast fired back up and start putting some light on some of these local performers that are grinding it out with the rest of us.
So, obviously, we've been doing the local music scene for a while, but there's been a little bit of a change here where we can get national acts now because they haven't played for years.
Right.
So we're getting a band called Bumpin' Uglies that travels all over the country.
Okay.
They're playing April 23rd. Brandon, the lead, has played.
Is that on that calendar? Is that?
That's actually the surprise show that you almost clicked on.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, yeah, it sold out, so I just haven't updated the calendar yet. But
April
23rd.
Surprise show.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
They had to announce it.
Not a surprise anymore.
Yeah. They had to announce it from their like management side. So that's why I had to like kind of leave it vague. But anyway, they're and then we got some other stuff this summer that's gonna be pretty massive. I mean these guys are willing to just go a little bit smaller these days because they're like we've been doing music all through COVID. I mean, we had our stage far away and our first tables were very far back but we were able to make that happen with our space and people really appreciated it for sure.
So before we wrap it up,
sure.
What's open? Where can I go to dinner tonight?
Rehoboth Ale House downtown.
Rehoboth Ale House downtown is open and serving
from 4 to 1.
From 4 to 1. During the week, and then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Noon to 1.
I had it. I was going to.
No, sorry.
I was right there. So noon to 1 for Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Yep.
Okay.
And then all of downtown Rehoboth is pretty much opening now, too, and you can putz around.
No, the whole downtown's closed. Just you are open. Yeah. You're the only one down there serving. Of course.
Rising tides. We talked about this earlier. I'm trying to plug all my friends.
It's cooperation over competition. But no, listen, I agree. Everything's open, and we got to get back down there. But I want to come try your place. I'm going to have to bring it. We may come down tonight. You're going to do something for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to. You should. And then maybe I can get a haircut because I haven't got a haircut in like 4 months.
Absolutely. You need a haircut, I'll cut it.
Yeah, I'm wearing this hat. I've worn a hat every day.
I've been
for
telling
about 2 months
him I'll cut
now.
His hair. Maybe it's gonna have to have a haircutting day.
Should be a green hat, but
yeah. I completely blanked. I knew at the beginning of the week that this week was St. Patrick's Day, and then I don't know what happened today.
We haven't gotten one in a year or 2 years, yeah. So it's kind of weird to have one. So I think that's why I think tonight's actually going to be really fun. I think people are going to really enjoy getting out there and having some fun. So
that sounds great. Well, listen, Adam, Jess, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you reaching out, Jess,
yeah, no
getting
problem.
This guy on. You know, the door's always open for you folks if you ever want to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had talked about having you back on, just talking the social media side,
yeah.
The important role, and I'm sure Adam is on board, of what you social media folks can do for small business, restaurants, everybody. It's a game changer now, and it's, you know, and I had a guy on the podcast yesterday, and I'm like, what's your Instagram? He's like, I don't have one. I was like, I thought to myself,
yeah.
Thanks.
Ah, what's your Facebook? Don't have one. Ah. So.
Well, if there's a social media, podcast, I won't talk as much, that's for sure. She'll do all the talking.
We'll get her on there. Well, listen, thank you, Rehoboth Ale House. Yep. Meet me down there tonight. I'm taking the kids. We're having what do they serve? What's the dish for tonight?
Corned beef and cabbage.
I am down.
Got a children's menu up on the website too. That's nice.
Yeah,
is it a good menu for kids? Because my kids are special.
We have crab cakes.
Oh. That's probably too much. That's too expensive for my kids. Hot dogs.
Kids like, you know, we do get a lot of kids, especially being on the, you know, the boardwalk down the street. So, but yeah, RehobothAlehouse.com has our menu, all our that calendar of events, and then, you know, that will take you to Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. So,
and so you guys are just doing the, you know, wear a mask, get seated, then the mask can come off once you're seated.
Yes.
Okay. How many tables?
We're at 50%, so that's 70 people, but we only have about 48 seats with the 6 feet apart and all that stuff. And we do have tables pulled up to the bar. They are 6 feet apart, but you can kind of sit. Anyway.
Tall top tables?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fun,
yeah.
It?
So you kind of feel like you're sitting at the bar, even though you're sitting at a table up against the bar, but the bartenders take care of you. So it feels a little normal. It's getting more normal, and I think the normality is going to be very close to us here in the next couple of weeks, I hope.
Right. Well, maybe. Listen, thank you again.
We did think this was going to last 2 weeks about a year ago. So,
well, thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it. I'm rooting for you guys. I'm on board. You know, whatever I can do to help, hashtag us or tie us in, and we'll share whatever you guys got going on.
Same.
And thank you, Jess.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours.